DC and local news coming up next right here on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. CHFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Not only does Pierce's East, West, and BWP Liquor in Lake Delton have a massive selection of your favorite alcoholic options, but if you're planning a dry January, we've got you covered there as well. Corona NA and Third Space Hop Water, 6-packs are both $7.99. 12-packs of Bud Zero are $9.99, and 12-pack of Sam Adams Lager NA are at $15.99. Or get a 4-pack of Better Than Booze Mocktails at $10.99. Start 2024 out however you choose with the help of Pierce's Express Markets.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO of Reedsburg Area Medical Center. I'm proud to announce that RAMC has received this prestigious honor for the third time. We've also earned the impressive ranking of 38th in the nation. That's a testament to the remarkable individuals who make up our team and their dedication to going beyond the expected. You can be a part of our winning organization. Visit RAMCHealth.com to explore career opportunities.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A record-breaking victory for former President Donald Trump, winning the Iowa caucuses in a landslide. For Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, it's still a battle for second place. Sherry Preston is in Des Moines this morning.
Several things could make it easier for a Donald Trump win in New Hampshire and beyond. One is his overwhelming dominance in Iowa. Another is Vivek Ramaswamy dropping out of the race. More than 40% of Ramaswamy supporters nationwide have told pollsters that Trump was their second choice. Another is the momentum Nikki Haley may lose. Her third place finish here could dampen support in New Hampshire, where she'd been moving up in the polls. Another resounding win by Trump there could make the path to the nomination nearly impossible for either her or Ron DeSantis.
Now that New Hampshire primary just 1 week from today. Haley's more moderate conservatism is expected to play better there, bolstered by the endorsement of that state's Republican governor, Chris Sununu. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Two snowmobiles went through the ice on Lake Wisconsin in Columbia County late Sunday morning. One person made it to shore on their own, but rescue crews had to throw a ski rope to the second person who was still in the water. Authorities say a flotation device the second person was wearing greatly helped in his rescue. A Winnebago man faces his 10th OWI following a crash that happened Friday afternoon near Janesville. When the State Patrol found a vehicle in the ditch on I-3990, they took an unidentified 63-year-old driver into custody on suspicion of 10th-time OWI, driving while revoked and driving without an interlock device. And despite getting snow and bitterly cold temperatures, many outdoor activities are on hold in the Northwoods because there's not enough snow. The National Weather Service says parts of northern Wisconsin are short 1 to 2 feet of snow. That means many snowmobile trails aren't ready to go just yet. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is bitterly cold, and that is going to continue. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill minus 20 to minus 30, possibly even colder at times. Partly cloudy, actual high today 2 above. Tonight 6 below. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. Making our way through another work week because, after all we really want to do is get to another weekend, Tuesday, that little stepping stone. Hopefully you're staying warm, though, while all that's going on as well, because, boy, it is brutal with those wind chills. You heard Sean Cable today. 25 to 30 below is what it's going to feel like. Try to stay warm the best you can. Take care of yourself if you're going to be outside. And, of course, we'll remind you, take care of the pets if they're going to be outside as well. Here's Dire Straits. This is Walk of Life on 99.7 Max FM.
Ooh. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Here I go again. There is Whitesnake. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 8. And like a really silly, silly human being, I took it upon myself there in the last few minutes to just step outside and see what it actually felt like. Because taking Aspen out for a little morning jaunt to do her thing was not enough. Silly, silly, stupid, stupid
yeah,
me.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I guess I'm a glutton for punishment or something. I was just like, oh, 9 below, because, you know, we're going to need to go for a walk today. How cold is that going to actually feel? It feels colder than yesterday, and I'm not sure why. Because yesterday, it was not toasty roasty out there. Let's put it like that. Yesterday wasn't pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
No. And it feels even a little colder yet today. I, for one, am excited about the double digits. digits tomorrow, even if it's, you know, not even in the teens, 11 is going to feel a whole lot better than wind chills of 25 below. Let's put it like
that. Know, and, you know, there's that thing where with the wind chills so bad overnight, we always worry about our pipes freezing.
Yes, and that's we left water dripping last night. We did that. Did you guys finally get heat? I know Friday when you and I talked last, the furnace was not working. How did the heat adventure go?
Okay, we did. It was a simple fix. So
that's good.
But our furnace is older, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it always gets
that.
A little dicey in the winter months. But no, it was a simple fix.
That's
and
good.
We were
that's
all good.
Good.
Yeah, that could have been a much worse weekend.
Well, at least you had the space heaters. At least the electricity hopefully came back on at one point.
Well, and I was reading today, is somewhere, I think it's in Brookfield somewhere, where all the power went out.
Oh.
And, oh, man, jeez.
This is just cold.
This is the worst
time
of
year.
Nothing
wants to operate right now because it's just too cold. In the last couple of days, I haven't really had to go anywhere. And when we ran errands last night, I actually rode in Corey's vehicle. So for the last couple of days, you know, having older vehicles that sit outside, we've been going out starting them just to make sure that they're going to want to pop off and take off and do all of that kind of stuff and letting them run for a few minutes. And I texted Max and I was like, I know you haven't left your apartment in a few days because he actually starts classes again tomorrow for the new term. I said, you might want to go out a couple of times here and just start the car, just let it run for a couple of minutes, stay in your warm entryway while it runs and then go shut it off. But I said, just to make sure it's going to start, because I said nothing would be worse than getting in your car Wednesday morning at 7:15 thinking you're going to be to class to 8 and you have no car to get there. So I said I would deal with it today to make sure it's running. And this was obviously a conversation we had yesterday. So texted me back. He's like, all is good. Took right off. And now he's not in indoor parking in his little apartment complex, but he is, the sides are open, but he does go underground. So he's got a little bit more protection than the car just sitting out in the elements. Now, not to say when it was snowing so hard he didn't have to go brush off the front of it and the windshield, because he absolutely did, but he does get a little bit more protection with at least a cover over the top of it, so it's not quite as bad down there. But I'm like, I would do that again tomorrow with wind chills as cold as they're going to be. That will definitely help out the car, and you'll have a better peace of mind knowing that when you go out it's actually going to start for you. So I'm hoping he continues to do that. Mama will keep texting to make sure these things happen. What you do as a parent,
that's
right?
What moms do.
Exactly. Well, you know, 2 hours away and his class is at 8 a.m. There's nothing I'm doing tomorrow morning at 7:15 if his car doesn't start and he needs to get to class. I guess you're putting on your scarf, your mittens, and your hat, and you're hiking yourself there because you don't have another choice, or you get on the red line, which goes right in front of your apartment, and you make your way over to the school like that.
Yeah.
So figure it out.
And still, I would still rather put on more clothing and go out there and face the elements than in summer where it's a bazillion degrees out.
Well, let's face it. You can put on more clothing, Finn, but you get in a lot of trouble when you have to start taking too much off.
Bad.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things that we frown upon in this world, is taking too many clothes off at one point in time. So, you know, we don't want anybody to end up in trouble that way either. Now, I know that you are a coffee drinker, and I bring this up because this is an interesting study, and it actually pertains to me as well, because I love myself some really dark chocolate, right? So follow me here with this one, because if you're somebody who loves the bitter variety in life, like the really dark coffee or the dark chocolate, congratulations to all of us in that group, because we might be psychopaths. Now, social media, follow me for a minute, is obsessed with this old study from 2016 that found that you're more likely to be a psychopath if you enjoy things that are actually bitter, like the black coffees, the dark chocolates, the gin and tonics in life. It looked at
all of those. So does that make me like a triple psycho?
I know. That's what I was thinking as well. Now, it looked at the food and drink preferences of 1,000 different people, and at personality traits like how narcissistic, aggressive, or sadistic they were. It also found that people who like bitter stuff are more likely to have the types of antisocial qualities that psychopaths have. Now, I'm not completely antisocial, but I don't really love big groups of people. It's fine. And they were more likely to take pleasure in seeing other people suffer. Now, I can honestly say that that is not something that I do. I am very empathetic to a fault. Yeah. Now, if you're listening to this while you're enjoying a square of dark chocolate, washing it down with your black coffee this morning, don't worry too much about this particular study. Liking that stuff doesn't mean that you are a psycho. Researchers say to take it with a grain of salt because it is just one study. That said, experts think 1 in 22 people are technically psychopaths, so there's a decent chance that you could be, or someone you know could actually be a psychopath, or you could be sharing a cubicle with them right now in your place of work, so just tread lightly. But at any rate, it's interesting that, you know, just because you like something that's bitter, you could have psychopathic tendencies. I think that's very strange, and it leads me to a lot of questions about serial killers that I'm not sure I want the answers to, quite honestly.
Because everybody that just likes sweet stuff, they're just sweet, right?
Yes,
they're good, honest, decent people.
Right.
But anybody that likes bitter stuff, well, you're a psycho.
Yeah. See, now my husband cannot do coffee black because, well, heartburn. So he's got to add a little milk or a little cream to it. Dexter loves dark coffee. Sometimes he'll add a little cream to it as well. And my Dexter also loves really dark chocolate. Max, on the other hand, not going to do anything of the bitter variety, not anything of the dark variety, just not going to do it. So I guess he's clear on all of that. The rest of us in our household, though, Max better be the one to look out, apparently, according to this study. It's interesting, though.
Yeah.
I think we need more research on this. This feels like one of those topics that, you know, somebody threw out there, people took it and ran with it because, well, it can describe a whole lot of people in your life, let's face it, because people are weird. People are so weird anymore. And, you know, I guess people just, you know, ran with it a little too much.
Yeah, but honestly, so, okay, confession time. So my first cup of the day, usually I drink that cup black.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second cup of the day, I use creamer with. Now, here's the thing. Because I used to drink it black completely all the time and didn't even used to use creamer. Okay. Now I can understand Mr. Hartman's problem with the heartburn.
Yes.
And, you know, I get all of that. Okay. But also there's the people that are trying to not use so much creamer, you know, because I mean, there's how many calories,
sugars,
that stuff. And you try to cut back on calories. Okay. So then what, you know, I mean, if I could have my coffee with creamer all the time, then I would do that, but I choose not to, to, you know, cut calories or whatever. I kind of learned how to drink coffee black because otherwise it would just be empty calories. You know what I mean? I mean,
I can't do coffee at all. When we were in New York, we had a coffee chain not too far down the street from us. And they had like lattes with almond milk, but they tasted like ginger snaps and things because it was over the holidays. That stuff I can do. You give me straight coffee, though, and I'm probably going to gag. But that's what people say to me about dark chocolate. Now, don't get me confused. Don't get this confused. If I have the choice between milk chocolate dark chocolate, I'm always going to go with the milk chocolate. However, because of the benefits of dark chocolate and because I'm trying to diminish the amount of calories I have, I go with the dark chocolate. I mean, this all sounds like we're trying to make excuses for our psychopathic tendencies.
Because we don't want to be psychos.
Right, exactly. Right. But at the same time, I mean, I have real justifications why I'm choosing dark chocolate over milk chocolate most times. Because there are actually health benefits to dark chocolate. And let's face it, I've given up so many things that I absolutely love because of my overall health. I'm not giving up chocolate completely. That's just not going to happen. It is not going to happen.
You can only give up so much.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've given up a lot. I mean, I really truly have. And I feel a lot better for it. But some things I absolutely miss. I'm not giving up chocolate. So I had to figure out a way to make it work.
Maddie, what is the quality of life without chocolate?
Right? There is none. There is none. Like, you might as well give me my last supper. supper if I am not having chocolate, because I am a chocolate fanatic.
My wife
fanatic.
Would totally agree with you.
I mean, if I ever had to, somebody asked me what my last meal would be, I mean, I would probably just want like one of those chocolate Wonderfalls that they have at Golden Corral, yeah, because I would be like, oh my gosh, I can just sit and drink chocolate. Exactly. Give me all the stuff to like put it on the skewer so I can put more chocolate on it. I would be bathing in it. I would be underneath of it, letting it, like, these are things that would actually happen because I love chocolate. So yes, I am not making justifications for my psychopathic tendencies. I am actually telling you why I'm going to eat dark chocolate over the milk chocolate. But it's certainly interesting if we, you know, then you start thinking about the people in your life, right? And you're like, huh, all right, that's all they do eat is a lot of bitter stuff. And then you start thinking about their personality traits, and then you got to make yourself stop a little bit because you're like, no, I don't want to go down that road right now. Might be too early to think about
these
things.
What would happen if this study was more about sweet potatoes? And if you liked sweet potatoes, then you were a psycho.
Then I would definitely be a psychopath.
Right?
I made sweet potato tacos last night. They were delicious, by the way.
How did that work out?
Oh, yeah. Sweet potato tacos are the best. Corey wasn't feeling great, and neither was Dexter. So they did the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch Buffet so they could get some chicken and some potatoes and all of that kind of stuff.
Their chicken's pretty good.
Oh, their chicken is amazing, right? I love a good buffet. I wasn't feeling buffet last night. And, of course, we talked this week earlier. I'm trying to do, watch the calories and the intake and all of that kind of stuff, because I really, really don't want to fast. Giving up my dark chocolate even for a few days, probably not going to happen at this stage of the game. And so I was like, what can I have that's easy, that's quick, that's not going to take a long time? So I made some sweet potato with black bean tacos. And now I could have peeled and diced my own potatoes. Not happening. Use the steamable bags, people. It's much faster and easier if you're in a hurry. So I did that. Threw in some diced up mushrooms, some diced up onions, and then a little chili powder, a little paprika, a little cumin, and it was divine on my little corn, like the real corn tortilla shells is what I used. Yeah. Put a little avocado on it. I had a little guac involved, a little, just a titch of sour cream. Absolutely delicious. So, so yummy. And that was my dinner last night. So yes, if sweet potatoes are what we were judging on, nope, somebody would have to commit me now, because I would definitely be in the psychopathic tendencies. I love myself a good sweet potato.
Well, I can't imagine if you were to fast now in dead of winter. Is it more difficult for you to do something like that during the winter months than the summer months?
That one's tough because I don't like to fast at all. But at the same time, I think summer's a little bit harder because we do a lot of grilling and things like that. So there's always really good, yummy stuff around. And, you know, and I can grill a lot of meat because when I fast through Dr. Angela and Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss, it is 5 to 6 ounces of protein. So then it's 2 cups of your veggies and then it's a cup of fruit. So I can grill a lot in the summertime. However, it's just harder because, you know, there's more outdoor activities. I'm hungrier. We do a lot of hiking in the summer and stuff like that. So I can't curb the hunger quite as easily as I can in the wintertime, if that makes sense. Because I'm doing a lot more in the summer. I'm outside a whole lot more. Aspie and I are walking longer distances. We're going more places. So in the summer, fasting is really hard because I'm starving. In the wintertime, it's a little easier because I work out in the morning and then our walks are relatively short during the day just because, wind chill advisories and things. So I'm not quite as hungry. So fasting in the summer for me is definitely harder just because of the amount of activity I do in the summertime. It's just not easy, period. Honestly, it's really not. And especially if you love snacks and you love food, it's really not easy. Now, for me, it was the only thing that worked based on everything that I tried over the past with all of the medical issues I'd had and hormonal changes and issues. So it was the only thing that worked. And I do love to do it to do like a complete reset of the entire system every now and then. And I think I'm probably there. It's been a really long time since I've done a reset. I think I probably need to do one. I'm just really dragging my feet on doing it.
Yeah, for you, it's not necessarily about losing
weight. No. And I know I have a really slow metabolism.
You just want a boost, right?
Yes, I have a really slow metabolism. Really, really slow. To the point where over the years, I've been checked multiple times for thyroid issues. Yes, multiple times. I just have a really slow metabolism. And the best that the doctors can come up with is because I've had so many hormonal issues because of the endometriosis in the past, it's just how my body operates. So it is what it is. And so I have to work with that. And so for me personally, I know when I need kind of a reset. I know when things are not moving quite the way they should. And so a fast for me is not about the weight loss. Might be a little bit of a perk if that's what my goal is, but it's not why I'm doing it. I'm literally trying to reset my system so it's burning more efficiently, it's doing what it needs to do, and because my body just doesn't do those things as naturally as other people. So sometimes I just need to give it just a little help along the way is essentially what it is.
And you usually do something like a 30-day fast.
Yeah, when I first started out with Dr. Angela trying to lose as much weight as I did, we started with 45-day fasts, which were incredibly hard. But it was doable because you're eating. You know, it's like my mom keeps telling everybody, I eat cucumbers. No, I eat actual food when I do those fasts. Cucumbers are just a fun little snack that we joke about because there's nothing in them. So you can eat them in between meals when you feel like you need a little bit of a crunch or you just need something in your mouth, right? Because sometimes you just need to snack. It's how life goes. And so, no, we actually eat. I mean, we eat real food. And the longer I've been doing Gateway Metabolic, the more protein I can have during those fast as well. It started out as like 5 ounces, right? And now I'm up to like anywhere between 6 to 8 during a fast just because I do work out continually while I'm fasting. And when I first started, I didn't work out during a fast. And that was something we eventually added on top of it. It was a gradual process, you know, and then once you get done with your fast, and then there's a gradual process into ramping back up to the way you were originally eating. And what I love about, and I feel like I'm doing an infomercial for Dr. Angela, and it kind of is because she's the one who helped me get to where I'm at. And by the way, yeah, she has certificates over at bigdeals.com, maxfmbigdeals.com. You slowly ramp up because once you go in and meet with her the first time, you actually do a mouth swab to figure out what your DNA is and what it's capable of and what your body efficiently needs. So for me, it's really high intensity exercise, about 30 minutes a day. Now I do that about 3 or 4 times a week, but I also work in some strength and resistance training every week as well, a couple times. But I'm doing a lot of high intensity walking, a lot of high intensity exercise, because that's what works best for my DNA. We also know that I need a lot of healthy oils. So I do a lot of avocado oil, a lot of olive oil, all of that kind of stuff. And I need a lot of proteins as well. So that's kind of what I stick with. And that's kind of my basis. But sometimes your body gets in a rut, right? So you're like, this is why I have to fast now, because things just aren't progressing the way you want. You're not seeing the changes you want. And you're slowly starting to creep up on the scale from where you were. And as soon as I do a fast, obviously the scale is going to go down. But then as I re-ramp back into everything, the scale adjusts and it normalizes out. So I always kind of know when I need to do one, but I'm really dragging my feet this time.
I don't know how you do it.
I'm really dragging my feet on this one. I'm really dragging my feet. I just said to Corey, I was like, is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? And he goes, yeah, probably. And he goes, but I'm so darn proud of you because look at how great you're doing. And I was like, well, I appreciate that, but I don't know if I want to fast right now. I have to really be committed to a fast, right? Like I have to be full in committed, especially since I've maintained the weight loss as long as I have. I mean, we're going on 2 years, 2.5 years of maintaining the 175 pound weight loss, depending where I'm at. So I have to be fully 100% committed to go into a fast. And if I'm not, then I know I'm not going to be successful and it's going to end probably not great. So I'm just kind of dragging my feet and I know eventually I'll get there, but I'm not there right now.
It'll be okay.
I know.
I mean, I'm the exact opposite. I would feel... It would be more of a struggle for me in the winter months,
sure,
than it would be in the summer months.
Yeah. Because yep, that makes sense.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just constantly hungry during the winter months. And then summer, there are times where,
yeah.
Don't you
think it's a boredom thing, though, too, in the winter?
Could be.
I mean, we're not going as many places. We're not doing as much stuff. There's not as much going on in the world as far as like local community events and things like that. So I think it's a little bit of a boredom thing. And I totally get that. I totally get that.
Well, I mean, the very beginnings of COVID, how many of us packed on a whole
I think
bunch
there was a lot of
weight.
Stress eating, too. Yeah. I think there was a lot of stress eating happening as well, because nobody knew what was going to happen. So, no, I was the complete opposite at the beginning of COVID. The one thing that I could do by myself out in the world was walk. And so I walked. I mean, I put miles on here around Goose Poop Pond, because it was not only good for my sanity, but it was also good for the stress reliever. It was some fresh air. It was a little sunshine on your face, whatever it may be. So I was the complete opposite. I just was outside as much as I could be, just walking and walking and walking and walking, because that was how I kept my sanity during the whole thing. It was just a good stress reliever. And then it was like, oh my gosh, fresh air, you know, kind of thing. So that was that. I went the complete opposite direction. And I was really nervous. So when I get really nervous, my stomach gets all knot like. And so I don't eat. I'm not hungry, because I feel like I literally have knots inside my stomach, because that's just how I've always been. So I wasn't hungry at all, because I was really nervous about so many different things early on. So I wasn't eating a lot and I was walking a lot. And so COVID for me actually did the complete opposite, but not in a good, healthy way. It was just the nerves and the stress of it all. But I get it. You know, we didn't have anything else to do but sit around, binge watch and eat. I mean, there was literally nothing else to do. It was insane. I just hope that no matter what happens, no matter where I decide to go, I'm never forced into a decision again. Right. Like, you know, if I fast or don't fast or whatever, I just don't want to ever be forced into a decision of what I need to do because of life events like COVID. Like, if I'm going to fast, Finn, like, it's my choice. I'm choosing to do it right this very minute, not because the world has just shut down and we have this awful, awful illness that's literally killing people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not the end of days fasting.
Right.
No, but I know exactly what you're saying, because when I would fast, which was probably back in my 20s, which was 100 years ago. So, but when the fast was completed, you do feel recharged. You feel, your batteries are working, at top notch, I know what you're saying, but I don't know how you do it now. And I don't know how, I mean, do you feel like because there's less fuel in your system that it's harder for you to exercise?
Or did you just
gradually get used to it?
I get used to it, but I also ramp down what I do as well. I mean, there's a science that Dr. Angela and I have figured out with this whole thing, and that's why I worked with her as closely as I did. I can do a lot of it on my own now, but only because she's given me the guidance. And whenever I get stuck on something, she's immediately who I go back to. But I ramp everything down. I don't do the high intensity stuff when I'm fasting, because I don't have as much fuel in my body. I'm not doing
You don't want to pass out.
Exactly. So everything is a little bit lower key. It's not the high intensity walks and things like that. It's not miles and miles of walks. It's slower. It's more, we slow things down a little bit. We don't go quite the length that we always did before. So everything is a lot slower. So it's a science. I'm not out there killing myself. I'm not out there pushing myself, because I want to feel good at the end of it, right? Like that's the overall goal is to feel better at the end of it. But it's funny, because I've been getting these terrible headaches again. And I said to Corey, I said, whenever I start getting those, I know I'm at a point where I probably need to do some fasting again, just to recharge everything and all of that kind of stuff.
So the headaches, that's your
part
the
of
body's
it.
Way of telling you.
Yep,
it
part
might
of
be
it.
Time.
So I know we're close. I just nobody wants to think about it.
You don't look forward to that.
I said to Corey, I was like, as soon as I get rid of all these rice cakes that I put like peanut butter and apples on and stuff, I said, then maybe I'll consider
then we'll
it.
Talk
maybe
about
I'll. Well, maybe we'll talk. I have my standards. My chocolate and my snacks. That's what I'm going for. Now, we're going to talk about this forecast here really quickly. This wind chill advisory is still in effect today through tonight. We're talking temperatures of minus 25 to minus 30. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, high right around 2. Now, here's the thing. If you do have to be outside today, it is cold. Make sure the extremities are covered. Don't stay out there too long. Make sure you're taking care of the pets if they have to be outside. You know, giving them some quick ins and outs if you have to, whatever it is. But here's the other thing. We have a doubleheader of basketball tonight, so make sure you're prepared when you come out of the school for that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to definitely be chilly tonight at the end of that second game. Six below tonight, and then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high near 11. Right now, it's 9 below.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Maximum hits.
It's 8:38 right now. We hope that you are having a great start to your Tuesday. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. One of my all-time favorites right now. Here is you too. This is Mysterious Ways on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:42 right now. And, you know, over the weekend, Finn, there was a lot of football. And I think this is fascinating because the Chiefs win over the Dolphins, averaged 23 million viewers on Peacock, those local NBC affiliates, and the NFL Plus app. It's the most streamed live event in U.S. history, and it accounted for 30% of internet traffic, which just tells you that, you know, even if you start moving live stuff over to the streaming apps, people are going to watch. Not compared, though, to the Packers and the Cowboys numbers. 40 million people tuned into that game on Sunday afternoon. Wow. 40 million people were watching the Packers destroy the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium. Just saying, those are some pretty astronomical numbers from the weekend, honestly. It's either the boredom that we were feeling in this country after the first of the year and not a lot going on, the cold weather that we're having over most of the country, or the fact that people really can't get enough of football. I'm not really sure what it is, if it's all of the above, but it is. Those were some crazy numbers from this weekend, proving that you're probably going to start seeing more football games on more apps if those numbers continue to grow. It's so weird. It's an entertainment industry, and we can't get enough of it in this country. It's strange.
It's still kind of bizarre how streaming has changed things.
Absolutely.
For the good and for the bad.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And I'm hoping now with some of these new contracts that they came up with after the strike, it starts benefiting the actors and writers a little bit more for the good, because then I think it justifies having more things on streaming platforms, right? It's felt like until those new contracts, some of it couldn't be justified because of the pay cuts and some of the wages and how things were distributed to the people who helped make these shows. But it feels like maybe with these contracts, there's a little bit more justification in the streaming aspect of it all.
A little bit, yeah.
We shall see. You know, the NFL is always going to get their money, though, if we're talking about an industry like that, right?
Yeah.
So there is that.
But I was watching an actors' roundtable with a whole bunch of well-known actors, and they were talking about the strike, and they were talking about how they were affected by it. And one of the things that they kept coming back to was just AI and how if in the future AI is used even more in the entertainment industry, which you know it will be, how they can protect their own likenesses, you know? And because you can't copyright that.
Right, right.
But maybe at some point somebody with more of a higher up chain should do something where...
We'll see. It's all about the money, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean, all these studios are going to be all about the money. It's the whole reason the NFL has delved into the streaming world, too, because they knew there was an audience they couldn't reach on just cable. So they've reached into Amazon Prime and Peacock and all of this kind of stuff. And it's going to be the same thing with the TV and movie industry, unfortunately, with the AI. If there's more money to be had, they're going to go for it, and they're not going to care about the actors and actresses. I mean, it's just it's the unfortunate part of
That kind of world, though, it would just be so strange. I watched I finally finished up the last Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
So you know that whole de-aging thing that they used on Harrison Ford. So you know, and even in a couple of at least one of the Star Wars movies, where they used the Carrie Fisher likeness. I mean, so we could essentially have these major Hollywood movie stars from the past being in new movies or and completely just, I don't know, it's just kind of strange,
icky.
Isn't it?
It feels icky. It does. It really does.
There's an Elvis hologram that's going to be going on tour, and I don't know. I mean, there's parts of it that I think are kind of cool.
Sure.
And then there's the other side, which is, I don't know.
It feels a little icky, especially when you're dealing with legends. You know, don't talk to Kiss about their holograms. We won't talk to Gene Simmons about how
again,
he feels about
all about the money.
Well, exactly. It truly is at the end of the day, and that's the unfortunate part. AI is one of those things that terrifies me, though. It truly, truly does. Because I feel like AI right now is just in its infancy, but as more people get a hold of it and start using it, it really does terrify me as to who's going to have this technology, what they're going to be able to do with it. And we've already seen so many things go wonky in this world with just internet access, right? And people being able to digest information and get all of this stuff and be able to hack into things. We've seen things go really, really wrong. And AI just feels like a new extended world of that. And it really, and I'm not afraid of technology. Don't get me wrong.
Now that's the thing. If we could just use the technology
for good.
For good.
Yeah. Fine. And AI is one of those things that absolutely terrifies me, though, for so many different reasons. Now, as long as we're talking football here this morning, this is interesting because say you're having people over to watch the Packers play the 49ers this weekend. Most people are going to try to clean up their place a little bit before you have people enter. I'm sure Chris is that way. I clean for hours before somebody's even coming over to fix my furnace, right? But lots of people also don't care about that kind of stuff, unless maybe it's like your mother-in-law coming. But they might care about this kind of stuff. People on social media right now are talking about things that are immediate red flags if you see them in someone else's homes. And there's some really good stuff on this list. It's a BuzzFeed Reddit type poll or thread, I should say. So number one on this list is pets that aren't being cared for properly, like a litter box that hasn't been cleaned in absolutely forever. People say that's an absolute red flag when you go into somebody's house. Animals inside that are actually not indoor animals or are not behaving like indoor animals. Another red flag for a lot of people. Oh, this one's immediate for me too. No hand soap in the bathroom. If you don't have hand soap in the bathroom, I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm like, why can I not clean myself? Like what is happening right now?
The germaphobe in you just goes nuts.
It does. It truly does. I'm the same way in a public bathroom. Like if I go to use a little pump on the wall and nothing comes out, I am immediately freaked out because I'm like, what? Why is nobody taking care of this? And it's just me though. That's me. Not having hand towels, or especially if you go into somebody's bathroom and they're not clean hand towels, that's disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to use your dirty towels. Thank you, though. A dirty toilet is another one that will give us an instant red flag in somebody's bathroom. I will say this. I have a house full of boys, so I do my best to make sure our toilet is clean. I wipe it down 50 times a day, but I'm telling you, our toilet gets actually cleaned and sprayed down at least 4 times a week because of the fact that there are boys in this house all the time. And it's a toilet. It's disgusting. We all use it, right? It's awful. Toilets are gross. But if I go into somebody else's house and their toilet is dirty, it just freaks me out. Like to the point where I won't even want to use it.
It's a red flag for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be really bad. Like I went into Max's apartment one time and his bathroom has really got a lot of moisture in it. It's an older apartment. And I looked down in his toilet and I was like, oh my gosh, it's covered in mold. That is so disgusting. Yeah. So before we could even move on with our day, I'm like, no, we are getting a toilet brush. We are getting toilet bowl cleaner. We are getting this thing because, you know, it's gross. He doesn't want to stick his hand in there. And I get it. It's disgusting. I'm a mom. It's completely different. I have no problem wiping it down with rags and paper towels and cleaner and then washing my hands thoroughly afterwards. And Max, trust me, has tons of hand soap. He's as fanatical about that stuff as I am. But I was like, oh no, if you're not going to clean it because you don't want to put your hand in there, that's fine. But we're getting you a toilet brush and we're getting you some sort of cleaner because that is not how this is going down. And so that was the first thing we could do. We couldn't even get on with our day because I couldn't get over it. So we had to go like miles to the nearest Walmart because they're nowhere near him. We had to go in and get a toilet brush. We had to get cleaner. I had to go back. We had to repark because there's no guest parking at his apartment. So we had to walk like 5 blocks, but I finally got the toilet
bowl
cleaned.
Well worth it, right?
And I felt so much better because Corey just looked at me and he's like, you're not going to be able to do the rest of today until it's clean, are you? And I was like, no, I can't. And I was like, if I ever come in here again and that looks like that, I was like, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. He was like, I'll clean it now that I got a brush. And so every time I talk to him, I'm like, did you clean your toilet? And he's like, Mom, it's clean. It's clean. Because it was not. It was a little moldy.
But see, now you take matters into your own hands.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever make the other boys in the household do any of that type of cleaning?
Yes, when they're at home. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When they're, yeah. Okay. If it gets to the point where I'm like, what happened here? I'll be like, no, I am not touching this.
Should be on you. Uh-uh.
Yes, you clean this. You clean this. Another one that's a red flag for a lot of people is trash piled beyond the trash can. Yeah, ours gets a little full to the point where it needs to be taken out, but it always can be contained in the can until the bags get emptied. So it gets a little tall is all I'm saying, but it's always contained in the trash can. Hoarding is another thing that gives us a red flag if we walk into somebody else's house. Most people seem fine with a little clutter, maybe a sink with some dishes in it. That happens. You got to live in your house as well, but it shouldn't be gross and piled up. That it becomes a whole different problem, I think, at that point. Unsecured guns is another one. And yeah, I'm a little iffy on that. I don't care if you have guns. Second Amendment, all that kind of stuff. Not for me, but that's cool. My dad was a hunter. I mean, I grew up in South Dakota. I get it, right? Sure. But let's make sure they're secure and they're locked away. I mean, do they really need to be out? I don't know if they need to be out, you know, kind of thing. But Second Amendment, all that kind of stuff. You do your guns. And I used to watch my dad clean his, get his ready for hunting, and then lock them away in his gun cabinet. That's what I used to see when I was a kid. And, you know, I think that all of us could learn a lot of lessons about that in this world, accidental shootings and kiddos and houses and all of that kind of stuff. And then finally, this is a decor one, but anything in excess, moderation is key. Now, when we go to Corey's stepmom's house, it's like a menagerie of little tiny glass things.
Okay.
And it drives me absolutely bonkers. Little glass figures here, little glass figures there. They're on shelves. They're this, they're that. And when our boys were little, we'd go over there. And I was so nervous and so tense through the entire visit, Finn, because she's very particular about her little glass figures. I was like, please don't touch anything. Don't move. Don't sit on Grandma Chris's couch. Don't touch it. Don't do this. Mm-hmm. And so I'd basically give them like a square of the couch with like their little coloring books and their tablets. And I'd be like, please don't move.
Stay there.
Please don't move. Move because it's a menagerie. Like they're above you, they're beside you, they're on shelves. She's got glass shelves full of glass things. Yeah. And I was always, no. And if that's what you want, that's fine. I'm not judging you for that. Just realize that it's making the rest of us very, very nervous to be in your home. Because we don't want to be responsible for breaking something, right?
That might be important. Before anybody comes over.
I mean, that's what it is for me. I don't care if that's what you're living with. That's cool. That's your house. I don't live there. You got to live with that stuff. But I don't want to be in your house because now I'm scared I'm going to break something that is very important to you. And I'm going to be very nervous and very tense through the entire visit because I feel like I can't move from this spot because I'm going to break something.
Honestly, I don't know how people have parties anymore. I just don't understand. We had a Christmas party about a month ago, okay? And there's the normal cleaning before somebody comes over.
Yes.
And then there's Christmas party cleaning before
which are two different are things.
Yes. I mean, it's insanity.
Yes. Very different.
I totally appreciate having a clean household. But wow, in our household always is. I mean, we have a very clean household.
Yes,
my wife does an immaculate job, and you know there are things that me and my son we help out with. But she's the chief, right? She's the executive in charge of the cleaning, right?
Yes, no, and I get it.
She does a fantastic job, but I mean, it almost becomes stressful.
Yes,
before somebody comes over.
Agreed. I totally agree. Corey will always be like, your mom's coming over, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I gotta get this put away.
it gets to the point where you can tell somebody's coming over, and you can tell who is coming over.
Yes, yes. No, he knows instantly when my mom is about to come over because he'll be like, okay, you need to settle down.
Simmer.
That's right. Let's see. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. And we'll also have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Hi, everyone. This is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we are wishing you a happy new year. We have some new hours at our Pizza Ranch. Monday through Friday, we are keeping our buffet open all day from 11 till 7 p.m. and closing at 8. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be open from 11 till 8 o'clock. Come on in for a curbside pickup, delivery, or for that beautiful buffet. Give us a call at 608-768-5555.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Yes, tis the season. Any phone free for new and current customers. See us at your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Number of the games from the Badger Challenge for girls basketball were made up yesterday. The Portage Warriors fell at home 53-35 to Fort Atkinson. It was Wanakee topping Sauk Prairie 51-37. Beaver Dam gets the better of Reedsburg 85-55, the final there. Watertown's able to go on the road and get the win over Stoughton 50-43. And also home losers were Mount Horeb 72-41 to DeForest. The way last week ended due to the weather, there are a lot of events that will take place today around the area. Some postponed from the end of last week. Others were originally scheduled. For the Baraboo Thunderbird, their girls basketball team is going to be hosting Poinette tonight at 6 p.m. Swimming for the T-Birds will be at Jack Young Middle School, welcoming Stoughton also at 6. Wrestlers will take part in a quad meet with Reedsburg DeForest, and that's going to be at Portage High School. 6 o'clock start time for it as well. Baraboo Portage boys hockey will be at Pierce Park welcoming Viroqua tonight, and the boys basketball team for the Thunderbirds will also be taking on Poinette at home. 7:30 is the start time for it. So girls hoops at home at 6, and then immediately following that will be the boys, both versus Poinette. Reedsburg tonight, the gymnastics team will be at Wanakee. Wrestling also taking part in that quad at Portage High School starting at 6. And the Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells boys hockey team on the road against Monroe tonight. Sauk Prairie Eagles swimmers will be hosting Edgewood at 6 o'clock. Boys hockey team will be at the Spark Ice Arena welcoming Arrowhead at 7. Girls basketball team will have Dodgeville in town at the South Gymnasium at 7:15. And finally for Portage tonight, girls hoops on the road at Wisconsin Dells. Boys will also be traveling as they'll tip off against Westfield, both of those games at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, they'll be hosting that wrestling quad at 6. Best of luck to all the area teams. Be sure to check the schedule to see it with plenty of events that have been rescheduled and shuffled around due to the weather. First round of the NFL playoffs are in the books. In the AFC, it was the Texans topping the Browns 45-14. Chiefs getting a win over the Dolphins 26-7. Both those games were on Saturday. Then on Sunday, of course, Packers with a huge 48-32 win over the Cowboys to advance. Lions 24-23 winners against the Rams. And then yesterday, Bills 31-17. They get the win at home against the Steelers. And the Buccaneers end the season for the Philadelphia Eagles 32-9, the final there. Divisional round is set. The Green Bay Packers will play their next game on Saturday